Good Tuesday. Today is December the 9th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take a look at some different headlines out of Washington, D.C., as U.S. Secretary Brooke Rollins says a bridge payment will be made to agricultural producers. Also a story about some changes to prevent plant crop insurance programs. All that and more coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins said at a cabinet meeting a week ago that she and President Donald Trump will announce a, quote, bridge payment program for farmers this week. Rollins also warned she planned to cut off funds for 21 states that are ignoring her request for data on food stamp recipients. Now, her comments were just one small slice of a wide-ranging cabinet meeting in which every agency head went through bullet points, including thanking the president, criticizing the prior administration for crime, immigration, and inflation, and explaining how their new programs were working better for the country. The president frequently interjected that the news media isn't recognizing their accomplishments in areas such as affordability. For her part, Rollins blamed the state of the farm economy on lingering impacts of inflation from the Biden administration that have put farmers, quote, under extreme economic strain, as she cited statistics. There are massive, massive numbers, and it will take time for our farmers to get out from under those. Touting trade deals, Rollins and other cabinet members talked about selling more commodities overseas. The volumes of trade deals, Rollins said, would bring, quote, the golden age back to rural America, which has been lost for too long. Rollins pointed to China announcing a week ago that it had halted soybean purchases from five Brazilian exporters over contamination as China pivots to buy its soybeans from the U.S. And what that means is continued signals that this country and our farmers produce the best, highest quality soybean sorghum in the world, Rollins said. Now, the markets are watching closely to see if China will buy as much as 12 million metric tons of U.S. soy before the end of the year, which was the commitment the Trump administration said China had agreed to make. What you've been able to do is open those markets up again, moving towards an era where our farmers are not as reliant on government checks, but they have their markets to sell the products, Rollins said. She then pointed to the term bridge payment for crop farmers to make up for negative returns on their current crops. Details of that bridge payment are set to be announced sometime this week. Now, at least two farm state senators in recent days have questioned whether the USDA has enough funds to cover the farmers' needs. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa, speaking to reporters, said he doesn't think USDA has the money needed to provide an aid payment. There isn't enough money in the Commodity Credit Corporation to reach $10 billion to $14 billion. Congress is going to have to appropriate the money, he said. Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas told RFD-TV that the current economic challenges are some of the most difficult Kansas farmers have faced in the 28 years he's been in Congress. He suggested more aid may be needed than the USDA can provide. He said, I doubt these payments are sufficient. It's been a number of years since we had a good year, and the farmers are just not prepared for the challenges that are out there today. USDA did not immediately respond to questions about the funding for aid payments. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. In other agricultural headlines, farmers in regions prone to wet springs where prevented planting is a high risk will no longer have the option to buy up prevented planting coverage under a rule change issued by the USDA. Now, the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation, or FCIC, last Friday published a rule to the Federal Register dubbed the Expanding Access to Risk Protection that made several changes to insurance policies, some of which were part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, while others were framed as streamlining or deregulation moves. Now, the FCIC sets crop insurance rules for USDA's Risk Management Agency, the RMA, to administer, and most of the provisions in the rules help farmers and clarify crop insurance policy rules, but one provision stands out as eliminating a coverage option. That rule eliminated the ability for farmers to increase their prevented planting coverage. Now, prevented planting coverage is part of every crop insurance policy, but farmers have been given the option in the past to increase prevented planting coverage by 5 to 10%. The USDA then reduced it, so farmers were limited to a 5% buy-up on the prevented planting. Now, under the rule, the FCIC posted that buy-up for prevented planting not only benefits mainly farmers in North Dakota and South Dakota, but isn't needed because Congress will take care of those producers with an ad hoc payment later on. Rollins said this is no longer needed because Congress has a history of addressing widespread flooding through ad hoc disaster assistance, such as the 2019 supplemental bill that funded prevented planting top-off payments, providing an additional 10% to 15% to eligible producers who had already received prevented planting indemnities, the Federal Register notice stated. The 2019 legislation and prevent planting top-off payments came after historic flooding that led to an unusually high 19.7 million acres of prevented planting that affected the entire Corn Belt. Now, ad hoc payments often can take multiple years to pass Congress. Last year, for instance, Congress provided aid to cover natural disasters from both 2023 and 2024, and the payments from that, the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, are still being made. Congress also fell billions of dollars short in covering disasters in 2022 under the Emergency Relief Program. USDA's Press Office for the Farm Production and Conservation, which includes the Risk Management Agency, did not respond to questions immediately about the prevented planting policy changes. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.